Today's contestants are an engineer, originally from Pomona, California, Juan Nguyen. A registered nurse from Santa Maria, California, Emily Brogren. And our returning champion, a writer originally from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Andy Wood, whose three-day cash winnings total $64,798. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into today's match, a word about today. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. And if you or anyone you know has developed some of the symptoms that I have talked about in the past, then by all means, get to a doctor. Get yourself tested. I want you to be safe. This is a terrible, terrible disease. Okay. Emily and Twan, welcome. Andy, good to see you again. Here we go, into the Jeopardy round. This is the round that's more fun, I think. Today we deal with the American Music Awards. That sounds like fun. They air this Sunday, you know. Then, Central America. Patriotic art, not so sure about that. Hey, these are the days, not those. All that, ALL coming up in each correct response. And finally, all that and a bag of chips. Ha ha. Yes, Andy, go.
Let's go with Central America for 1,000, please.
Tegucigalpa, the capital of this country, was founded in 1578 as a base for gold and silver mining operations. Andy.
It's Honduras.
That's the country.
Central America, 800.
Hurricane Mitch in 1998 caused the waters of Lake Managua in this country to overflow, causing significant damage. Andy.
What is Nicaragua?
Yes.
Central America, 600.
Nicoya. Costa Rica is one of these colorful zones in which the population lives longer on average. Emily.
What is a blue zone?
Blue zone, right you are.
Central America, 400.
The second largest one of these is found off Belize. The largest is the great one off Australia. Andy.
What's a reef?
Be more specific.
What's a barrier reef?
Barrier reef, yes.
Central 200, please.
This Central American country's name means the savior. Andy.
What is El Salvador?
Right.
But American Music Awards 200, please.
Making her AMA debut in 2019, she performed All the Good Girls Go to Hell and also won the award for New Artist of the Year. Take a look. Andy.
It was Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, very talented young lady.
Music for 400, please.
In 2011 and 2012, this Adam Levine band was honored as the favorite pop rock group. Andy?
What's Maroon 5?
Yes.
AMA 600?
Nominated for two awards in 2019, they made their first AMA appearance in more than 10 years with a special performance of Only Human. Take a look. Emily?
Who are the Jonas Brothers?
You got them.
Music for 800.
In 2013, joined by Lil Mama, two of the three original members of this group reunited to sing their 90s mega hit, Waterfalls. Andy?
Who are TLC?
Correct.
And music's 1,000.
Everyone was definitely feeling it when this band performed Feel It Still. Look in on it. Andy?
Or Portugal the Man?
Right.
Patriotic art, 200.
Lots of stars in Lee Vershauer's painting of Dutch folk watching one of these in the sky in 1680. Andy?
What's a comet?
Comet is right.
Patriotic art, 400.
Answer there. The Daily Double, and you're finding it at a propitious moment for yourself. You have a commanding lead, $5,000.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right. Asked for a nativity scene, British artist Edward Burne-Jones produced an 8-by-12-foot watercolor star of this city.
What is Bethlehem?
Bethlehem, yes. And just like that, you're at 10,000.
Patriotic art 600, please.
Abstract artist Sean Scully has been painting stripes for decades, inspired by the traditional Jalaba of this continent. Twan.
What is Africa?
Yes.
Patriotic art, 800.
Before moving southwest, she loved the Adirondacks and painted a starlit night over Lake George. Andy.
It was Georgia O'Keeffe.
She's the one.
Patriotic 1000.
Gene Davis liked painting stripes. Here's the 400-foot work titled Franklin's Footpath he put in front of this city's Museum of Art. Andy.
What's Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. That's the city, and that bumps you up to 11,800. Takes us into this commercial break. We'll be right back. Tuan Nguyen is an engineer who took the Jeopardy test, passed it, got the phone call that said he was going to be a contestant on our program. And then what kind of a reaction did that provoke in your family?
Yeah, so actually, one of the things my dad was able to pull up was a old clip from when my mom and my aunt were actually on a game show in the 90s, and it was kind of cool to see that.
What was the show?
A supermarket sweep.
Oh, Johnny Gilbert was the announcer on that program. What a strange coincidence. Well, nice to see you here. Emily Brogan from Santa Maria, California, says here you accidentally kissed a stingray.
So I was on a cruise with some friends, and one of the stops was Grand Cayman, and they have a sandbar out in the middle of the ocean where there are tons of stingrays, and so it's a big tourist attraction. So we went, and our guide picked up a stingray, and we all posed for a picture, and he was like, anybody want to kiss it? We were like, no. And so he's like, well, did you want to maybe just pretend you're going to kiss it? So I leaned forward, puckering, and he pushes it up, and I kissed it.
Okay. Andy Wood is our champion. You and your friend host a monthly live music show?
Yeah, we have friends of ours, musicians, actors, comedians, come on and sing guilty pleasure songs they're embarrassed to love, and our band has to learn those songs to back them up. So we try to play them well, even if they're not great songs, because someone loves them.
Okay, good. Pick up your signaling device. Go ahead and make the selection as we continue.
How about All That for 200?
Robert Frost wrote about mending one. Emily.
What is a wall?
Wall, yes.
All That 400.
These items will keep certain insects from getting to your clothes. Andy?
What are mothballs?
Yeah.
600, all that?
From Old Norse for shriek. It's an angry storm at sea. Andy?
What's a squall?
Yes.
All that, 800?
Another word for bile. It refers to impudent brazenness. Emily?
What is gall?
Gall, correct.
All that, 1,000.
This compound word refers to unexpected profits. Juan.
What is windfall?
Yes.
And a bag of chips for 200?
Chester, mascot of this brand, can't wait to get his paws on the paws variety. Andy?
What are Cheetos?
Cheetos, that's it.
Bag of chips, 400.
In the UK, Pringles mark the holidays with a special flavor named for these sausage wrapped in pastry treats. Emily?
What's a toad in a hole?
No. Andy?
What's a pig in a blanket?
Yes.
Bag of chips, 600?
This Oregon-based brand is named for something you probably associate more with making tea than chips. And the brand is Kettle. Hmm. Kettle. Andy?
Chips, 800.
Hawaiian brand features a type of chip named for this onion of the islands. Tuan.
What is Maui?
Good. Less than a minute now.
A bag of chips for 1,000?
Named for the nearest star. These treats have garden salsa and harvest cheddar varieties. Juan.
What are sun chips?
Correct.
These are the days for 200.
January 17 is the day to ditch New Year's these commitments. That sounds about right. Emily.
What are resolutions?
Right.
400.
Seinfeld popularized this December 23rd holiday for the rest of us. Juan.
What is Festivus?
Yes.
600.
March 26th is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. So in 2017, Matt McCarthy created this Vulcan Blessing Day. Andy.
What is Live Long and Prosper?
That's it.
Days 800.
April 17, International This Day. 5, 7, 5. Nice. Juan.
What is haiku?
Good. Now the last clue. Know These Pieces of Clothing Day is May 8th. Albert Einstein would have reveled in it. Andy?
What are pants?
No. Emily or Tuan? What are socks? Socks. All right, Tuan has moved up nicely into second place with 4,600. Emily is the one, though, going first in double jeopardy after break. Champion off to an excellent start. A lot of catching up to do for Tuan and Emily. Emily, you pick first from these categories. 19th century plays, African-American history. It's a fact. Environmental agreements, characters who should play Jeopardy, and finally, an out-of-body experience. Each response will be a body part, but used in a different context than what we're used to seeing. Off you go.
Out-of-body 400.
On a clock's face, these parts show you the time. Emily?
What are hands?
Yes.
800 out of body.
The outwardly projecting parts on the rim of a gear or saw. Emily again.
What are teeth?
Yeah.
Out of body 1200.
If you face up to your actions, you've done this to the blame. Taken responsibility. Emily?
What if shouldered?
Yes.
1600?
You can finger a suspect. This other digit means casually turn through the pages of a magazine. Tuan?
What is thumb?
Yes.
Out of body for 2000?
Answer there. Daily double. You picked the right time to come in with a correct response.
I'd like to make it a true daily double.
All right, that'll put you close to the lead if you are right. An extensive deposit in a rock fissure containing desirable minerals or ore.
What is a vein?
Vein is right, yes. Way to go.
Characters who should play Jeopardy for 400.
This title janitor, played by Matt Damon, could run categories from linear algebra to American Revolution historians. Andy.
Was Will Hunting.
Good.
Characters, 800.
Brilliant German historian Oswald Spengler inspired the name of Egon Spengler in this 1984 movie. Andy.
It was Ghostbusters.
Correct.
Characters, 1200.
Maybe anagrams or before and after would challenge this omniscient guy. Andy.
Who is Rick?
Rick, correct.
Character is 1600.
The evil genius from the world of the Watchmen can sign in as Adrian Veidt, or with this other name, whatever he likes. Tuan.
Who is Dr. Manhattan?
Nope. Andy?
What is Ozymandias?
Yes, Ozymandias.
How you pronounce it, sorry. Character is 2000.
Arthur Diedrich was the brilliant police detective played by Steve Landisberg on this 1970s sitcom. Before your time, obviously. What is Barney Miller? Barney Miller. Andy, back to you.
Let's go with It's a Fact for 400.
Spelled with a C, it's a unit of weight for diamonds. Spelled with a K, it's a measure of the purity of gold. Emily.
What is carat?
Good.
Back to 800.
Mieszko I, a duke of this country, expanded its borders to the Baltic Sea in the 960s. Tuan.
What is Poland?
Poland, that's the country.
It's a fact for 1200.
He composed the classic songs I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy and Give My Regards to Broadway. And his name is George M. Cohan. Back to you, Tuan.
It's a fact for 1600.
More than 55 million people in Guangdong and Guangxi speak this variety of Chinese that's also called Yue. Tuan.
What is Cantonese?
Yes.
It's a fact for 2000.
It's the CN in CN Tower, a communications tower in Toronto. And the CN is Canadian National. Tuan, back to you.
An African-American history for 400.
One of the oldest repositories of African-American history, the DuSable Museum, is a fixture of this Midwest city's south side. Andy.
What's Chicago?
Yes.
African-American history, 800.
Arturo Schomburg's collection in a branch of the New York Public Library in this Manhattan area contributed to a renaissance there. Tuan.
What is Harlem?
Right.
African-American history, 1200.
E.E. Ward Moving and Storage is the oldest black-owned company in the United States, dating to the 1840s when a Ward was a conductor on this. Andy.
What is the Underground Railroad?
Yes.
Same category, 1600.
In 1870, Hiram Revels was almost blocked as the first African-American in this job because he hadn't been a citizen for 9 years. Emily?
What's a senator?
Yes.
2000.
In 1919, as part of his Back to Africa plan, Marcus Garvey founded this, contrasting with the name of a British ship line. He founded not the White Star Line, but the Black Star Line. Two categories left, Emily.
Plays, 400.
With an innocent bride and a scheming villain, 1860s, the Colleen Bawn was this popular type of play with drama right in the word. Tuan.
What is a dramedy?
No. Emily?
What's a melodrama?
Melodrama, yes.
Plays 800.
Guy ends his family line by picking this non-reproducing profession in Guy Domville, a painful flop for playwright Henry James. Emily?
What's a priest?
Yes.
1200?
Marie Duplessis, who died of this disease at age 23 in 1847, inspired Alexandre Dumas fils to write La Dame aux Camélias. She died of consumption or tuberculosis. Emily?
Play 1600.
Answer there. Of a daily double. Well, you're in a distant third, but you can move up nicely.
4000.
Four it is. This Scandinavian's last play, When We Dead Awaken, ends with an avalanche burying the two main characters.
Who is Ibsen?
Ibsen is right. Yes, less than a minute now. Pick again.
Plays for 2000.
His 1893, A Woman of No Importance, has lines like, never trust a woman who tells one her real age. She would tell one anything. Emily?
Who's Oscar Wilde?
Correct.
Agreement's 400.
187 countries, but not the United States, are party to the Basel Convention on movements of hazardous these, like asbestos and mercury. Juan?
What are chemicals?
No. Andy?
What are materials?
No. To be specific, what are wastes? Back to Emily.
800.
A 1963 treaty banned these tests in the atmosphere, in outer space, and underwater. Andy?
What are nuclear tests?
Yes.
1200?
Spain agreed to a 1958 high seas conservation treaty, but said it didn't change things in the waters around this British territory. And that would be Gibraltar. And with that, we end this double Jeopardy round. Final Jeopardy coming up for the three of you. Here's the category, dog breeds. That sounds like fun. Dog breeds. Two in a minute.
The Geico Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of, I have a flat tire, to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
Most of us have had dogs. But what do we know about dog breeds? We're going to find out about one of them right now. Players, here's your clue. Alpendog was a proposed name for this dog breed. 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you first. You were in third place with 13,200, and you came up with the correct response. What is the Saint Bernard? Yes. And your wager? 401 only. That bumps you up slightly to 13,601. A dollar ahead of Emily. Did she come up with a Saint Bernard? She did. And her wager? Oh, a big one, putting her in the lead at the moment with 26,600. Over to the champ now, Andy Wood. Played well so far this week. He came up with this as a response. St. Bernard, he's right. Did he risk more than 7,600? He did, 8,201. That makes him a four-day champion with a total of $91,999. He could wrap up the week by going over 100,000. But you won't find out about that until tomorrow. So be sure to tune us in.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
$14 million down the drain.
A DC pool demolished before it was even finished. What we discovered after 7 on Your Side started asking questions. Plus, with the return to in-person learning delayed, the way forward for Fairfax County Public Schools, new at 11.